I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
4 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock, you're listening to KGYM Radio and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Jeff Downing, our associate producer on the other side of the glass, is going to be a busy man today because not only do we have two chances for you to play and hopefully win during Race to Win, but we've also got a pair of tickets to see Kid Rock at the Iowa State Fair this summer as well. That concert is Sunday night, August 20th at 8 o'clock. So keep that in mind when we give you the opportunity to call in to win those tickets. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller will join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. We caught up with Rick earlier today. Big weekend in Iowa City. Their final Big Ten home series of the season features Ohio State. And they're having a reunion with the 1972 College World Series team, including a longtime major league player and front office executive Jim Sundberg, scheduled to be back in town. The Galesburg native going to be around. I have to let my wife know about that. She is a big Jim Sundberg fan. She met him a couple years ago at the winter meetings, I believe, when they were held in Nashville at the Opry Lane.
Oh, gosh, I hate that place.
Everybody does. I've never stayed there. I've been told that it is the worst place to stay in America, not because the accommodations are terrible, but it's massive, right?
It's so big that
it's like a small city.
It's a small city. I think they say it's the largest hotel outside of Las Vegas in the continental U.S., and it you just get lost. I stepped off the elevator from my third floor room and was automatically lost. And people walk about 2 miles an hour because they're looking around, and people are just constantly in your way. It is a nightmare. Don't stay there. I'm sorry if that hotel hears this, which they won't.
Don't be no. None of this wishy-washy. I'm sorry if anybody here. No.
Okay, fine. Don't stay there.
There you go.
Unless you want to pull your hair out.
This is where they come down the hall. Sales department just had the Gaylord Opryland on the hook for dozens of dollars in advertising on KGYM, and you just blew it, Alex. Don't ever be afraid to speak your mind about something.
Well, that's why.
Repercussions be damned. Someone out there, I don't want to offend a fan of the Toronto Argonauts by making fun. Who cares? Grow some thicker skin. That being said, we do have a lot of fine sponsors here on KGYM, and one of them is Emil's Hideaway. You can find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. They bring you the poll question today. What was your favorite story from this weekend? We had Always Dreaming's Kentucky Derby victory. Muddy, muddy track there in Louisville. John Daly's first win in 13 years. The Cubs and the Yankees playing 18 innings last night. I have a feeling Yankees fans will be voting for that, not so much Cub fans. Matt Harvey and the New York Mets, not Mets, Mets, and Faith Akakiti going first in the Canadian Football League draft last night, as we found out from Eastern Iowa's preeminent Winnipeg Blue Bombers fan, Sonny in Iowa City. We got a little bit of the inner workings of the CFL draft.
And I've already offended somebody. 6580. Love that hotel.
Good. See, there you go.
To each their own.
You either love it or you hate it.
I am on the latter half of that statement.
I think I've talked to probably a dozen people that have stayed at that particular property and no one has liked it. Just because it's enormous. Good place to have the baseball winter meetings, though, because, like I said, it's your own private little city there. Lots of action going on in the sports world tonight. We've got a game 6 in the NHL, Washington and Pittsburgh, with the Penguins up 3-2. Have you joined me on the sidelines?
No, I'll still watch the NHL playoffs because I'm a hockey fan.
Okay.
I'm not going to watch it religiously. I'm sure I'll probably watch every game of the finals. But yeah, definitely took a lot of the interest out of it when the Blues were eliminated yesterday.
You get the feeling that maybe this is Nashville's year?
Yeah, I think we talked about that a couple of weeks ago on Love It or Leave It. I think that Nashville has probably the most well-rounded team of anybody left. I think Edmonton is very good, but they're so hot and cold because they're so young. And you see them win seven.
That's the Oilers, not the Eskimos.
Not the Eskimos, the Oilers. You see them win 7-0, and then you see them come back and lose 5-0 in the next game. Yeah, I think Nashville has a chance, but Pittsburgh is still there, and they're the reigning champ, and they look pretty darn good.
KXNO in Des Moines right now, our pal Chris Williams, they have Jane Meyer on their program today. And wow. We're sitting here talking about the Canadian Football League and the NHL playoffs. But, and I say this, I truly mean this, I'm baffled by this because they said they wanted to present both sides of the story, and they reached out to Gary Barta, and Gary said that he wasn't interested in coming on their program to talk about this. Nor would I want to, because this is still an ongoing legal case. Iowa has the ability, once all these post-trial motions are filed and settled and everything, Iowa has the ability to appeal the $1.43 million verdict that favored Jane Meyer last Thursday. I don't know how I would feel taking a victory lap in what to me equivocates to, let's say, first intermission of a hockey game or in between the first and second quarter of a basketball game. But I understand getting your side out there, and I would be hesitant to do that if I were in her shoes, because this could still come crumbling down. But this is a lot of national outlets picked up this story over the weekend and are trumpeting this trial as a landmark decision in Title IX history. And I'm looking at this going, I can see that side of things, but I can also see the other direction and where Iowa's coming from. And they're still, trust me, I talked to a couple people over this weekend, and they are still just dumbfounded but hey, this is nothing. This is no different than anything else in the sports world. When you talk to people who are personally invested in a team, and this isn't specific just to Iowa, but this is the example that we're talking about here. But if you talk to somebody that's invested in that Hawkeye team, say December 27th, 28th in Tampa, and you ask them how the Outback Bowl was going to go, most Iowa fans, they would have told you, got a good shot at winning the game. They're at least going to play well. And most of the people are going to favor their side. And so not even going to allow the thought of getting embarrassed by Florida to be part of their mindset. So they didn't go into that trial even thinking that she could possibly win, let alone $1.43 million. And speaking of Florida and the Outback Bowl.
No.
No, it's hour number three. That's hour number three.
Some things you can't unsee.
Yeah. I don't think it's him, by the way.
I don't think that it is him.
But there's a
either.
Photo floating around the internet of somebody who looks a whole lot like Florida football coach Jim McElwain.
Ugh.
Naked with a shark. It kind of looks like him. It looks more than kind of like him, but is
this
nope.
This weekend,
nope.
Heading into today was just a bad time to be on Twitter.
I saw it. Today was a bad time to be on Twitter because I saw the picture of the guy, the naked man that looks like Jim McElwain, which, by the way, I saw Jim McElwain close up in Tampa, and that thought of that visual would never even pop into my head, and now that it's there, I can't get it out.
Oh, I
saw
I
a picture.
Chipotle for
I
lunch.
Saw that picture, and I saw a fine sponsor, by the way. I saw that picture, and then I saw pictures, I believe it was in Reno over the weekend, a AAA baseball game delayed when there was a snake on the field.
That would be my worst nightmare.
Nope. I'm not on Twitter to see pictures of snakes or naked guys doing things with sharks.
And then there was the New York mess incident in the locker room.
You know what? That was like, where's Waldo for me? Because when I first saw the photo, it was TJ Rivera, I think, and he's standing in front of Kevin Plawecki's locker. And I was trying to, what's all the furor about here? What's the commotion? And I'm looking, and needless to say, after a while, I found Waldo. 14 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock, 319-366-1600. How are we doing this, by the way? This is a great question to ask on the air because it truly proves that I don't belong doing what I'm doing right now. Are we asking people to call and then taking a break and coming back and then meeting them?
Yes.
Is that how they did it on the gym class?
That's how they did it on the gym class. So
okay.
We'll go with caller number 6. When we do it, we'll take a break. I'll play the intro. We'll come back. We'll meet our contestant, and then we'll, in the words of Kirk Ferentz, we'll go from there.
Okay. That's contesting. That's contesting. Sometimes the host knows what's going on. Sometimes he doesn't. And I can't do anything until the phone line is unoccupado, which I believe it is now. So 319-366-1600, caller number 6. Going to be our first contestant on the Todd Brummelkamp Show, playing Race to Win today.
Race to Win.
Where would we be without mothers? I think it's pretty safe to say we owe them a lot. So this year at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, we're making it incredibly easy to show the mothers in our world how much we appreciate them. We start off with an amazing selection of diamond and colored diamond jewelry from Levion. And then we'll add a beautiful spring bouquet of flowers with any purchase of $149 or more. Next, we add saving up to 25% off your purchase, and then we'll top it all off with a chance to win a $5,000 shopping spree. Wouldn't she just love a new or upsized pair of diamond studs or a Pandora Mother's Day set? She sure deserves it. Join us in celebrating moms at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers Mother's Day event. Mother's Day is coming May 14th, and we're here to make it real easy to show moms how much we appreciate them. We're Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and shows mom we love her.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
When you need help with your garage door, it's a lot easier to ask one person with hands-on experience a few questions than it is to drive over to the big door companies and get passed around until you finally get to speak to the person who can answer your questions. Well, Olinger Garage Door is a small company with dedicated folks who help you from sales to service. Olinger Garage Doors, based in Newhall, serving Cedar Rapids and the surrounding areas. The small town guys meeting the big needs of their neighbors. Olinger GarageDoors.com.
The real estate market in the Cedar Rapids area is red hot. In a hot market, you can make a lot of money selling your home, but you can also get burned. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty sells your house fast and for more money. Don't get burned in this hot real estate market and leave money on the table because you don't know the ropes. Doug and Pinnacle would be glad to put a sold sign on your home in near record time. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com.
All right, 19 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock and locked and loaded on the phone line. We've got our first contestant, our second of the day, first here on our program, playing Race to Win 12. fabulous prizes, including 6 tickets to the Indianapolis 500. One of those squares was revealed during the gym class today. I believe that's the 2nd year in a row on the first day of the contest that someone pulled back one of the squares involving the Indy 500 tickets. I said square number 2 that matched up with the Indy tickets was number 25 earlier. Some of our very astute listeners pointed out on the text line that there are only 24 squares. Thank you very much for pointing that out to me. How could I have been so wrong? Let's go to Walford. Ryan in Walford. Are you perhaps joining us from Wild Hog's Saloon in Walford, Ryan? Are you in the parking lot right now?
Unfortunately not. I had a rough weekend, so I'm taking it easy tonight.
Okay. Are you familiar with how Race to Win works?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, so we've got 24 squares. All 12 prizes are available right now. I'm going to have you take a number between 1 and 24, and we'll see what we come up with.
Let's go with 10.
Hurricane Grill and Wings $50 gift card.
Okay, that's a very nice prize, $50 to Hurricane Grill and Wings. Let's see if we can match that up, number 1 through 24.
Now, I can play a strategy here, right? I'm going to go with 17.
Okay.
General admission tickets to the 101st Indianapolis 500.
Oh, Ryan, you didn't match. Oh. But I knew
it was there, but I couldn't take the chance of giving the other one away, you know?
Yeah, wow. See? Look at that. Thank you.
An astute
play
there by Ryan.
Ryan just trolled everybody out there. We've never had anybody do this before in the history of the contest. Ryan and Walford, thank you for sacrificing yourself for the betterment of this promotion. Look at that.
We'll try again soon.
All right, we appreciate it. 366-1600. Ryan and Walford just trolled the entire listening audience that was sitting with bated breath.
I can't wait to see the text line.
Waiting. Take a stab. Square number 1. Square number 7. Pick something. He picked 17, which was picked earlier during the gym class. That is Hall of Fame level trolling right there. And the text line is not having any of it. 319-366-1600. That would be the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. I almost wanted to give him the Kid Rock tickets just as a thank you for probably upsetting some people out there. But like I told you, don't ever worry about keeping other people happy. Jeff Downey, we still have those Kid Rock tickets, right? Okay. Kid Rock tickets to the Iowa State Fair sometime between now and 7 o'clock tonight. Kid Rock coming to Des Moines on Sunday, August 20th for an 8 o'clock show. State Fair lineup announced a couple weeks ago. Always a great time. Summer's going to be here before you know it. I was at the Colonels game the other day and the sun was out. Absolutely beautiful. I know lots of people were outside enjoying the weekend, getting some golf in, doing some yard work.
I was hoping to get out to a baseball game.
No, you weren't. You were at your parents' house. You're at the pool all weekend.
It's not open yet.
No, come on.
It's not open yet.
When does the Coon pool open?
Hopefully soon.
For the season.
I could have used it, but no, it's not open yet, and the Cardinals were not in town last week. This weekend, they're in town.
They've got the Cubs coming to town, and I know there was a bus trip that someone was trying to get me to go on the bus trip, and they wanted me to call into work on sick on Friday, and I go, it's kind of hard for me to do that now for a number of reasons, not the least of which my name is on the show, which isn't going to preclude me from ever taking vacation. Don't worry. Trust me, there will be days where you don't have to put up with me, but it's not that simple anymore. You got a kid at home. I can't just pick up and say, going to St. Louis for the Cubs and the Cardinals, as much as I would like to. And that may be the first time that the Cubs will be back in action since last night's 18-inning debacle at Wrigley Field, because the weather is expected to go from bad to worse in Denver. Right now they're dealing with rain, snow, hail, and this is supposed to be the best of the 3 days. So the Cubs pitching staff, starters and relievers, look like they may get an assist from Mother Nature here as far as getting some rest in. And in the meantime, if they're not playing games and everybody else in the National League Central is, could put some space between the first and second place teams and the Cubs. How about that? I'm going to say it one time just for Cyclone Tim, just in case he wasn't listening, because I believe you can still call them the first place Cincinnati Reds.
Don't worry, he was at 4:17.
Okay.
He texted the same exact thing. In all caps. With an exclamation mark at the end.
I don't like saying crazy things on the radio, but it struck me. If Scott Feldman throws another complete game shutout the rest of this year, I should blank. Fill in the blank. Because I'm looking over the weekend for fantasy baseball purposes, and I almost pulled the trigger because I have what I like to call my gut feeling. And occasionally I'll take a guy who makes absolutely no sense and I will pick him up for a spot start in fantasy. And it's usually a player who's terrible. And I'm just hoping, because even the worst pitcher in Major League Baseball has a day where they look like Cy Young. Right? You would agree with me on that.
I remember Bud Norris used to always have them against the Cardinals.
The number five guy in someone's rotation is going to, over the course of one baseball season, turn in one starting outing where he looks very good, where he just has guys swinging from their toes and all over the place. I almost picked up Scott Feldman for his start the other day with the Reds, and I didn't. And that's why I wasn't surprised when I was seeing the little ticker yesterday. Scott Feldman, complete game shutout. Cincinnati sweeping San Francisco. Scott Schebler, by the way, up to 9 home runs on the year for the former Cedar Rapids Prairie product. So he's having a very successful first full season in the majors. He's even part, have you seen the MLB Network commercial where he's a,
I have not caught that yet.
Okay, yeah, he's it's a in-house promotion for MLB Network programming, but he is in it along with Adam Duvall, his teammate on the Cincinnati Reds, and I'm watching and I'm going, that's Scott Schebler, man, using him to make a commercial. I don't know whether he's a household name yet. I don't know whether Adam Duvall, who was in the Home Run Derby last year at the All-Star Game, I don't know how many baseball fans could necessarily recognize him if you spotted him out and about, but very cool to see. By the way, A.J. Puck over the weekend had a tremendous outing for the Stockton Ports in the California League. A.J., the first-round draft pick of the Oakland Athletics last year, so lots of kids. I know Mitch Keller's doing fantastic. We'll update you on some of these kids over the course of the summer, but first, I got to give you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, with over 40 locations across the corridor, including their headquarters in Iowa City. Former Iowa defensive tackle Faith Akakiti became the first ever Hawkeye to be taken number one overall in the Canadian Football League draft yesterday. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers tabbed the Ontario native with the number one choice after an 11-7 season. Akakiti had 39 tackles a year ago, including 2 for losses. Barring any roster changes, he'd be the fourth Hawkeye active in the CFL when its season begins next month. The Cedar Rapids Colonels closed out a successful homestand with a 4-1 win over the Fort Wayne Tin Caps yesterday at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Right-hander Clark Beaker picked up the win. It was his fourth of the year, fourth in a row, I should say. The Colonels, now 17-12, embark on a week-long road trip to the Eastern Division. They're in Dayton, Ohio tonight, where they'll face the Dragons at 6 o'clock. The Iowa baseball team won its weekend series in East Lansing, taking 2 of 3 from the Spartans, including yesterday's finale 9-4. Iowa will be back in action against Ohio State Friday night at Duane Banks Field. And Liberty High School has announced the hiring of Linmar's Jamie Brandt as the first girls basketball coach in school history. The former Iowa standout told the Cedar Rapids Gazette she took her family into consideration when deciding to leave her high school alma mater. Brandt was 48-24 in three seasons as Linmar's head coach. That would be Jamie Printy to Iowa basketball fans that may not recognize the last name.
Now, when I got back to the area last night, I popped on ESPN, watched the 14th and 15th inning of last night's game, and it occurred to me that if I had a couple of minutes here, I wanted to ask you a question, because we talked about the Cubs, but are you buying the New York Yankees?
I am.
This year?
I am. And it's not just because they went into Wrigley and swept the Cubs over the weekend. I've always been a big fan of two guys in their rotation, in Michael Pineda and Luis Severino, who Pineda's had an up-and-down career, and Severino was fantastic 2 years ago as a rookie and then was god-awful a year ago. And I thought, if those guys can ever figure out what they're doing, and then some of these young players, Gary Sanchez is coming off the disabled list, Aaron Judge, I believe, has 12 home runs now, has been just fantastic out of the gate. And then you've got veterans like Starlin Castro, and I'm a big Starlin Castro fan, and I wasn't necessarily, I understood why the Cubs moved him, but I always thought he was underrated with the Cubs. I don't think fans truly appreciated him. Jacoby Ellsbury is having a really nice year. Brett Gardner. They're a good mix of veterans and young players. We'll see if they can keep it up. Again, it's May 8th. I feel like we've reminded people of that a lot, but I am totally buying New York, especially with the other teams, Toronto struggling as much as they are in that division. We'll talk baseball. We'll continue to talk baseball coming up bottom of the hour. Rick Heller, Iowa baseball coach, caught up with us earlier this afternoon. We'll hear what he has to say coming up next.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, voted best IT support company in the Corridor Business Journal. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Your computer and IT needs are as individual as you are, and there really is no reason to be a sheeple. And pick a plan that has you paying monthly service fees to be part of a herd. At Network Computer Solutions, you only pay for what you need because the plan is designed for you. Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. If you're sick of the wool being pulled over your eyes, call Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Here's what's happening. The Warriors, a perfect 7-0 in these NBA playoffs, with a chance to complete the sweep of the Jazz tonight. Game 4 coverage, 8 Eastern ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Utah's lost 9 straight conference semifinal games dating back to 2008. Toronto point guard Kyle Lowry confirmed he'll opt out of the final year of his contract and test free agency this summer. Lowry said his main consideration in choosing where to sign, a ring. Stanley Cup playoffs. The Capitals again staring at elimination tonight, down 3-2. Washington visits Pittsburgh tonight in Game 6. Baseball. Pirates announced that pitcher Jameson Taillon was treated this morning for suspected testicular cancer. He underwent surgery. The recommended treatment plan is pending further testing. Taillon currently remains on the DL. Mets right-hander Matt Harvey returns tomorrow. He'll likely start on Friday against the Brewers. Harvey suspended 3 days by the team for a violation of team rules. That suspension began Saturday. Mets wouldn't disclose the reason for the suspension, but a source confirmed to ESPN Harvey was suspended for not showing up to the ballpark on Saturday.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Mother's Day is just days away, and while you are looking for the perfect way to show mom how much you appreciate everything she's done, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. After all, we've all got the best mom in the world, right? Send her the best with 1-800-Flowers. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is offering you 18 lovely mom roses for just $29.99. That is 18 lovely mom roses for only $29.99. That's a 45% discount. Simply pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. With a beautiful mix of pink and white roses, this bouquet is guaranteed to show mom how much she is loved. Roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness and mom's amazement. 18 lovely mom roses for $29.99. It's an amazing offer, but it expires today. Celebrate all of the moms in your life with 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 18 lovely mom roses for only $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Jacoby. That is 1-800-Flowers.com, code Jacoby. Hurry up, this offer ends today.
Napa Know How.
They say April showers bring May flowers. You know what May showers bring? More rain. Thankfully, Bosch Evolution wiper blades are $8 off a pair at Napa. So when things get real wet out there, you've got fresh new Bosch Evolution wiper blades and $8 extra in your pocket. Take that, precipitation. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
It's time for breakfast at Burger King.
Remember at Burger King, I got the 3 for $0.89 pancake deal?
Yeah.
I tried to take one.
But they're 89 cents.
Yeah.
You could spare one.
I understand, but you know what I said.
Well, you said respect the stack.
And did you?
No, because I like pancakes.
Respect that stack. Get 3 pancakes for just 89 cents. That's 3 fluffy golden pancakes for 89 cents now at Burger King. Here's another great breakfast deal. 2 croissant sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time at participating Burger King restaurants.
Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continuing here on KGYM. If you're looking to win the $100 today during the month of May, too bad. The gym class already gave it away earlier today. Your next chance to win comes up tomorrow. And speaking of winning, I'm going to talk to a guy who's been doing a lot of it lately, Rick Heller, head coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes. They took 2 of 3 in East Lansing over the weekend for Michigan State. Hawkeyes now tied with Michigan for 4th place in the Big Ten. Coach, congratulations on a big series weekend.
Hey, thanks, Todd. I appreciate it, and thanks for having me on.
Well, let's just go ahead and start with one of the obvious questions, and that's Jake Adams and what he's meant to this team so far. And for those people who may not be aware, could you recount how you wound up with Jake on the team this year?
Well, I mean, Jake had signed to go play at North Dakota State, and then North Dakota State dropped baseball, in the spring. So all the guys on that team and all the recruits were basically back out looking for a place to play. We weren't in a position to make a really good run at Jake out of DMAC and in the fall, but things had changed for us to the point where we could at least try to make a run at Jake because we really wanted him and we really felt like he was a perfect fit for what we needed to bolster our offense and add power to the offense this season. And lo and behold, we got him. Thank goodness that Jake liked it here. We were able to make it work, and it's just been fantastic to have Jake on the team this year.
Are you hearing from scouts about him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a situation where I'd be surprised if, somebody – doesn't draft Jake, come draft day, and going through all the discussions like all the juniors who have to make that decision on what it's going to take and how they're going to make their mind up on what they do. And there's just such a tough thing for everybody because you really have no control over it. You really don't know when it's going to happen or if it's going to happen. I've seen, lots of crazy things happen with the draft as, I'm sure you guys are following the NFL draft. I mean, a lot of times there's no rhyme or reason, and a lot of times it just happens to be what slot is open and what position you're looking for. And, with all the different clubs, a lot of stars have to line up to make it work, so it's beneficial for everyone. But definitely, Jake's on everybody's radar. I mean, a lot of guys have come to see him in the last month, and, as they have with Nick Gallagher, and then we also have Mason McCoy is playing outstanding this year, and then Ryan Erickson is really, really to me, upped his status this year as he picked up the Saturday starter role. You know, was the bullpen guy prior to that, and when C.J. Elder went down, Ryan stepped into the Saturday spot, and here the last 3 or 4 weeks, he's pitched just lights out.
Now, I wanted to talk about Nick Gallagher for a second. When we talked about with you before the season, you were confident in his ability to move into a starter role. He's become your ace. What is it about him that allows him to be so consistent in whatever role you put him in?
Well, number one, he's got great makeup. I mean, he's a great kid. He plays for the right reasons. He plays for the team and tries to do everything he can to help the team win when he goes out and competes. And then his work ethic is off the charts. I mean, he's killing it every single day with his workouts. And so, as far as being in shape, he's in tremendous shape. His diet, everything, he follows everything to a T. He wants to be the best. And then, you know, throw in the fact that he has really good stuff, good fastball with movement, you know, in the upper 80s to 90, and you know, the pitch that he has that is the pitch that he relies on, and his strikeout pitch is his slider, and he throws a curveball with it, has a changeup, but his slider is a very dirty pitch.
Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller joining us on the program. Hawkeyes took 2 of 3 in East Lansing over the weekend, back in action on Friday against Ohio State. Why no midweek game this week, Rick?
We're in finals this week.
Ah, okay. I wondered about that.
So we're getting ready to start the best time of the year for a baseball player and a baseball coach is when we can play these last few weeks with nothing to worry about except getting out there in the field and having fun. And the guys will have to tough it out this week, and hopefully they'll do a great job in their finals. And then big weekend for us with being at home, our last home series in the Big Ten versus Ohio State. A lot going on there. We have our big golf outing on Friday, and it's Alumni Day, and the 72 World Series team is back. It'll be Mother's Day on Sunday, Parents' Day, and Senior Day. So we got a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
So you take 2 of 3 against Michigan State. You swept Penn State last weekend. Is that Rutgers series still hanging over you guys, or have you been able to move on? Because that just seemed like something at the time.
I didn't really have a hard time moving on from the Rutgers series because, you know, it's one thing if we would have laid an egg and just played terrible, but we didn't. I mean, they just played really well and beat us, and that's the thing about our league is you look at some teams' records and you say, oh, man, they're not very good. Well, really, I mean, you can't really tell a big difference between anybody you play. It's how well they play, and, you know, we caught them on a bad weekend. We caught them on a weekend where they played very well. Their bullpen outpitched us. And they got some tough guys. They got, you know, one of the best hitters in the league, if not the best hitter, at the top of the order. And then they got Juwan Harris, who's their best wide receiver, one of the most athletic guys. They just had a really good weekend against us. And, you know, they had been kicking the ball around against other people and giving them breaks, and that's kind of how they had lost some games. And they just didn't against us. They made the plays that they needed to, and they pitched extremely well. So, I mean, you look at it, and if you're just thinking all Rutgers is towards the bottom, yeah, I wish I had him back, but, you know, it's baseball, and that's how it works. And, you know, I've told you guys this, I'm sure, before, too. In college baseball, it's not who you play, it's when you play. I mean, if you catch guys at the wrong time or the right time, you know, it's just the way it is.
I want to go back to last week because this was kind of the second year in a row where at this time of the year you're expecting good weather and you were thrown a curveball by Mother Nature. What was that series like for your guys, and how nice was it to come out with a sweep against Penn State?
Well, it was nice to get the sweep and look back on the horrible weather we all had to play in and suffer through to find a way to get those victories. But you know, it was just miserable. I mean, what else do you say? I mean, it just stunk that weekend, this late in the year. You know, it was the first time I think in 30 years where I looked on Thursday at the forecast and I legitimately thought we would not be able to play a game based on the forecast. And you know, we ended up finding a window, and had we not had turf, we would not have played a game that weekend. If we didn't have the turf, that turf saved us that weekend, we wouldn't have played. And, you know, it was just miserable. The wind was blowing, it was blowing in, you know, and that's what we've been facing. We went up to Michigan State this weekend, and, I mean, it wasn't brutal, but the wind was blowing straight in at times 30 miles an hour the entire weekend, and it's just, tough on your hitters to play, you know, six conference games in a row where you feel like it doesn't really matter how hard you hit it, that the ball wasn't going to go anywhere. You just have to fight and find ways to score runs and manufacture. And, you know, luckily for us, our guys did a great job and was able to do that. And then followed it up with great pitching. On days like that, any free bases really are magnified. And it was really scary for us versus Penn State because the weather tends to neutralize. Penn State had good arms. They've been decimated by injuries with their position players, which is what's going on with their club. I mean, he's lost four or five of their top players, so they're really hurting with their position player injuries, but their arms are very good. And, of course, with the wind blowing straight in and the rain and the cold, I mean, it really neutralizes the game. And you know, you can get bit in a game where maybe if it was a nicer day, it wouldn't have happened. And thank goodness we survived. Our kids fought through it, and I was really proud of their effort in some tough conditions.
So if I'm understanding correctly, you're not going to be in a big hurry to schedule a 6:05 doubleheader again on a Friday night?
Yes, 7:05.
Have you ever been a part of that where the first pitch of the second game, I think, was a little bit after 10:30?
Yes, we started at 6:45. And by conference rule, we had to start the doubleheader before 7 to be able to keep playing after a certain time. And we did that, and then the one thing we were fighting is that the Big Ten also has a rule that the real field has to be 28 degrees, and it looked like the real field was going to drop possibly below 28 after 7 o'clock, so we got started legally at 28 degrees. But you shouldn't be playing in 28 degrees in late May, early April, or late April, early May. But it is what it is. We're paying for those nice days we had in February and March where we, you know, got a lot of games in at home, and that's generally what happens.
Coach, I wanted to ask you about the Sunday pitching situation and the piggyback situation that you've had to go to with all the juggling. What kind of goes into you deciding who starts, who bridges, and who pitches in the later innings?
Well, the starting situation, we're just looking to get off to a good start where we're If we give up runs, we want it to be because they hit us, and not because we walk guys or wild pitches or hit by pitches, and that's what was happening to us. We were falling behind, but it wasn't so much because they were hitting us. We were giving them so many freebies, and we're just looking for someone to step up, and we're not asking, you know, for 5-6 innings. We're asking for 2-3 quality innings, and then start bridging with the guys that we have. That's the situation we're in, and that's what we're going to have to do the rest of the way. Now, the last two weeks, it's worked out well. Elijah Wood has started the last two weekends. Penn State actually had a lot of hits off Elijah, but he was able to make pitches, and we made plays to get out of some jams and ended up not giving up a run. He pitched just as well this weekend, but he didn't give up many hits. And I think Elijah went, what did he go? He went 3 3/2, almost gave us 4 innings, which is perfect for a Sunday if we don't have to go to the bullpen early. And that was the case the last two weekends. Nick Gallagher went deep in the game, Josh Marchand closes. And then the next day, Erickson goes deep in the game, and then, you know, Zach Daniels closes. And then same thing happened this weekend. So we didn't use many guys on Saturday and Sunday, which enabled us to have a bunch of guys to bridge with, and then if, say, we use Marching on Friday as a close, then he's going to be able to close again on Sunday, or Daniels vice versa. That's kind of how we've been doing it.
You mentioned the alumni weekend coming up, the golf outing. I'm doing you a favor this year, Rick, by not playing in your golf outing. But you got any big names coming back? Who do you think is going to be in town?
Well, I mean, mainly it's the guys from the 72 team. There'll be a lot of guys that'll be there. Brian Mitchell, Kurt I-10s, all the local guys will be there in town, and we're raising money this year for our trip to Taiwan and the World Games. So I've got a former player from Upper Iowa, Matt Augustine, who his business, he runs golf tournaments. He's got this golf ball launching gun where you actually shoot the ball on one of the par fives, and he'll shoot it about 500 yards, and it'll be a lot of fun. And he's coming back to help out with that. And then a bunch of guys are stepping up with donations and things that we're going to do, play a hole-in-one car, and a bunch of stuff going on that's going to make it a really fun outing.
All right, Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller, congratulations on the series win again this weekend. And we'll touch base with you before the Big Ten tournament coming up in a couple weeks. Sound good?
Yeah, that sounds good. And we had a surprise visitor in East Lansing this weekend. Mr. Balbinot showed up and watched the game, made the two-hour drive from Toledo. So it was good to see him yesterday.
How about that? How's he doing?
He seemed to be doing great, and I knew he was missing Hawkeye baseball. He and Judy were there, and it was good to see him. And it was good to see Brent back around the ballpark.
All right, fantastic, Rick. Appreciate the time as always.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having. Thanks.
So Brent's doing great. He doesn't work with me anymore. Tyler's doing great in Tennessee. He doesn't work with me anymore.
And you're doing great in Cedar Rapids.
I think I see a common denominator there. Always good to catch up with Rick Heller, and we did so earlier today. And what a great start to the interview that was. How about that weekend? Congratulations on the weekend series. I forgot to say the weekend series win. Just congratulations on the weekend series there, Coach. That's just fantastic way to start that segment of Iowa baseball. And, of course, there's no midweek game because it's finals week. Good God. Pull yourself.
That kind of caught up on me, too. But that's good news, actually.
I'm looking at the schedule, and I was like, well, that's weird. 2 weeks left in the season. They don't have a midweek game. Should have known that. But Ohio State in town for the final Big Ten series of the season at Duane Banks Field. The Hawkeyes will close out the regular season with a trip to Champaign to take on the Illinois Fighting Illini in a couple weeks. So if you're maybe planning on going to that 1972 reunion on Friday night at Duane Banks Field, why not stop into the coach's corner in Iowa City first for the KGYM road trip? Alex and I will be there broadcasting from 4 until 7. Great drink specials, $2.50 domestic bottles, $2 domestic pints from 3 until 7. Delicious menu items as well. And if the weather is nice, they'll even let you sit on the coach's garden patio. How about that? You can literally catch them outside. 319-366-1600, 9 minutes in front of the hour of 6 o'clock. We will, in hour number 3, have your next chance to play Race to Win, and the text line is still reacting to Ryan in Walford. 0877 says, a genius move by Ryan to take a number that was already selected so that
8121 was not as enthused.
He was not helping anybody. Well, yes, he was a very, Jordan, very angry there that listeners didn't, Ryan doesn't owe you anything. He doesn't owe you any help. He wanted the Indy 500 tickets, so he took a stab in the dark, picked a number. They weren't there, so he said the number that he knew the other match was for the Indy 500 tickets, thus helping no one. Again, your next chance to play and hopefully win coming up in hour number 3. We will have for you another opportunity. We're doing this 3 times a day, basically, once on the gym class and twice on this show over the next 2 weeks or until we are out of prizes. So that's what we're doing. Also, if you're caller number 6 right now to 319-366-1600, you are going to be the lucky winner of tickets to see Kid Rock at the Iowa State Fair. We'll take caller number 6 right now. That concert is Sunday, August 20th at 8 o'clock. 366-1600. We'll find out who our lucky winner is when we come back after this.
A mother used to wear a crisply pressed dress, ride along on Sunday drives with the family, and serve meat and potatoes on the everyday china. Now a mother wears jeans, fast-tracks it in the minivan, and serves heart-healthy meals on eco-friendly plates. Yes, moms have changed a lot over the years, but her teen and stalker jewelers still knows how to make them happy on Mother's Day. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering lovely gifts and helpful suggestions to children, and sometimes dads, to make Mother's Day especially special. This Mother's Day, come to her teen and stalker and choose beautiful and meaningful mother's jewelry. Or perhaps a watch or some other gift that mom will treasure. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Imagine a place where the world slows down and you can enjoy artisan coffee, fine wine, or even a craft beer.
I could use all of the above.
You're in luck at the chic new Cafe Muse in North Liberty. They know what's in your cup matters, so they import from all corners of the globe to create a truly exceptional cup of coffee.
You also mentioned wine?
Yes, Cafe Muse is a coffee bar.
Music to my ears.
Escape the chaos at Cafe Muse off I-380 in North Liberty. In a hurry? The drive-thru is perfect for commuters. CafeMuseIowa.com.
April showers bring May dollars. KGYM is giving you a chance to win cash each day in May with $100 a day in the month of May. Listen each day to Mike and Mike in the Morning for a phrase from the show. Then later on the gym class in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, we'll play that morning's phrase and caller number 6 will win $100. $100 a day in the month of May. Sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City. Right here on KGYM.
All right, Dean, time for your annual review.
Take me out to the Twins game.
Okay.
Buy me some cheese curds and ice cold drafts.
Yeah, well, your lunches go pretty long.
I'm in need of sunshine, not a chat.
This is mandatory.
I want epic innings, not balance sheets.
Okay, I get it. Well, enjoy. And have a hot dog for me.
Change up your summer with the Minnesota Twins. Single game tickets are on sale now at twinsbaseball.com.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, 5 minutes in front of the hour of 6 o'clock Twins baseball all summer long, just as the commercial said on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. Hour number 3 is going to bring you another chance to play Race to Win. Hour number 2 comes to a close with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Former Iowa defensive tackle Faith Akakiti made history yesterday as the first Iowa player ever to be taken with the first overall selection in the Canadian Football League draft. He's now property of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. The Ontario native had 39 tackles last year, including 2 for a loss. Barring any roster changes, he'll be the 4th active Hawkeye on CFL rosters when their season begins next month. The Cedar Rapids Colonels closed out a successful homestand with a 4-1 win over the Fort Wayne Tin Caps yesterday at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Right-hander Clark Beaker picked up his 4th win in a row as the Colonels are now 5 games over .500. They're on a week-long road trip to the Eastern Division starting tonight with the first of 3 games against the Dayton Dragons. First pitch is set for 6 o'clock Central Time. The Iowa baseball team won 2 of 3 games in East Lansing, including yesterday's series finale with the Spartans 9-4. At 11-7, the Hawkeyes currently tied with Michigan for 4th place. Iowa back in action against Ohio State Friday at Duane Banks Field. And Liberty High School announced the hiring of Linmar's Jamie Brandt as the first girls basketball coach in Lightning history. The former Iowa Hawkeye standout told the Cedar Rapids Gazette she took the job with her family in consideration. Brandt was 48-24 in 3 seasons as Linmar's head coach. Hawkeye fans will remember her, of course, as Jamie Printy. Very interesting hires so far for Scott Kibbe at Liberty High School, and it'll be interesting to see moving forward how that changes the landscape of the high school athletic scene in Iowa City, particularly at West High. Hour number 3 of the program's on the way after this.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
You feel an overwhelming